Thank you, Sarah. We end our news stories with the removal of the brain sculpture in Hay Hill, damaged to save city centre tree, and a scan to be aware of.
A city centre tree which folk campaigned to keep safe has had a chunk cut out of it. Calls are now being made to provide more protection to the silver maple so future incidents can't occur. The much-loved tree, found on the corner of Pottergate and Dove Street, was initially saved from being cut down after plans were revealed for a new hotel development in Chamberlain House. Norwich City Council placed a tree preservation order, TPO, on the silver maple to safeguard it, following a planning application for a 91-bed hotel on the nearby former Tesco supermarket. However, passers-by will notice that there is now a peculiar circle shape gouged out of the tree, deep enough to expose the inner bark, which suggests a vehicle has struck it. Denise Carlo, Green Party City Councillor for Nelson Ward, said, "It's upsetting to see the damage caused to this beautiful tree. It isn't clear how the wound has been inflicted, but investigation by the tree officers might shed light on how it happened. I would like to see this county council place a metal cage round the tree stem to help to protect it from heavy vehicles once construction of the hotel starts."
The legacy of a respected and dedicated scout leader who has died aged 53 will be carried on through a shooting competition for youngsters. Simon Tubby from Hammond Close in Sprowston, who was a volunteer with leader of the 15th Norwich Air Scout Group for 15 years, died from suspected heart failure. He was known as Slug by members and volunteers within the Eastern Norwich Scout District organisation and led weekly Scout and Explorer Scout sessions at the 15th Norwich Plumstead Road East Base. The Kestrel Kitchens fitter and scooter enthusiast also dedicated many hours to weekend scout camps and activities, including the Norjam event, as well as organising activities for the youngsters, including his favourite hobby, air pistol shooting.
It's been a city landmark for over a decade, but Norwich folk watched as renowned brain sculpture was removed from Hay Hill. Installed in July 2007, the set of sculptures were designed by French artists Anne and Patrick Poirier to be viewed from all angles and to provide seating. The carvings, which include inscriptions on blocks of marble, are called Homage to Sir Thomas Browne and were designed to complement the nearby statue of the 17th century physician, philosopher and writer who lived in Norwich. However, City Council bosses began discussing plans to remove the artwork in October 2020, stating that the space needed to become more versatile and fluid. This was partly motivated by incidents of antisocial behaviour and crime in the unloved area surrounding the statues, outside the Next and McDonald's stores. Having secured £3.2 million in government funding in late 2020, the transformation will include more planting, improved seating, better designed steps, walking links and a water feature, creating a space able to host public events. The Thomas Browne statue will remain on the site, but will be moved to a more prominent position.
A warning has been issued by police regarding a telephone scam. Two people in Norwich received a phone call from a man claiming to be a detective. The caller told them that their bank cards had been cloned and money had been taken in an attempt to gain their banking information. Both attempts were unsuccessful. Courier fraud happens when a fraudster contacts a victim by telephone claiming to be a police officer, bank, or from a government department, among other agencies. A number of techniques will then be adopted in order to convince the victim to hand over their bank details or cash, which may then be passed on to a courier. Banks and police will never ask someone to withdraw money or purchase items. If someone calls claiming to be a police officer, ask for their identification number and police force. Then hang up and call 101 using a different phone. If you can't use a different phone, wait at least 5 minutes before calling back and ensure you can hear a dialing tone. If anyone has received a similar type of call, they should contact police on 101, quoting Operation Radium.
A pensioner with a need for speed has proved that age is just a number after completing his 250th park run, aged 86. Colin Tholis may be retired, but he certainly hasn't slowed down, and regularly takes on the 5 kilometre course around Caton Park, on the outskirts of Norwich. Mr. Tholis, who lives in Caton, started doing park runs in 2010, and he has been part of the Norwich Road Runners since the 80s. He completed his 250th park run in Caton Park, and to celebrate the milestone, many of his friends came to cheer him on. Mr. Tholis normally runs with his son Gavin and has volunteered at the event 32 times.
Well, that's all from this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on a Thursday, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave us a message and we'll return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one, and Sarah Lusher edited the paper, and Stephen Cox was the sound recordist. Don't forget to keep listening, as the April edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine will follow in just a minute. So from me, Matthew Tucker, goodbye.
And from me, Carolyn Sayer, goodbye.